Welcome to Beyond the Bike podcast, a podcast about going beyond surface level pursuits to find true meaning and fulfillment. I'm your host, Andrew, and let's go, let's dive in. In a world obsessed with status, a lot of focus can be placed on wealth, what we have, all our material possessions. It is easy. It's easy to get caught up chasing that external validation. And some of the symbols of success. But what if the real keys to living your best life can't be bought or acquired? What if the most valuable upgrades actually happen from within? That's the topic we'll be exploring today, and how to become your best self by working on things that can't be taken away from you. Those things that can't be taken away from you. It's human nature. It's human nature to seek improvement in our lives. I think we can all agree that we strive to better our circumstances through whether it be promotions, could be raises at work. With those promotions and raises comes new possessions. The titles we have, some of the accolades, and even appearances. There's nothing inherently wrong with wanting more or progressing. But the upgrades we typically chase provide only momentary happiness. Before we're off pursuing the next one. And I think we can all attest to that. We think, once I get to this place or once I achieve this goal, I'll be happy. But I want you to think back to your last mountain. What was the last mountain you were chasing? Where in your head you said, well, if I get to this place, I'm going to be happy. If I buy this, okay, I'm good. But it wears off. It wears off. So why is this? Well, it's simple. Because external things don't change who we are deep down. If you find yourself being a little insecure, more money or a fancier car won't make you feel secure. If you find yourself lacking purpose, a higher ranking job won't suddenly give you meaning. Our lasting fulfillment, and this is where we have to kind of get to, our lasting fulfillment and being our best self comes from the work that we do on the inside. It's that inner work. Being purposeful, being mindful, conscientious at developing our mindset, our character, our personality, transparency, our communication skills, and so much more. These are the things that actually define us. When you work on your mindset, you can move from scarcity to abundance, thinking from fear to courage, changing your outlook from negativity to seeing the light, to see an optimism. With an upgraded mindset, you can find yourself handling challenges from a place of strength. When we work on our character, we can build our integrity. We work on being an honest person, honesty and trustworthiness. You might move from selfishness a bit to selflessness. And improved character boosts your sense of self-worth as well. When you work on your personality, you develop maybe a bit of charisma, charm, humor, and confidence. You learn to connect authentically with others. And this builds those relationships. And in some cases, you can gain some supporters. When you work on your transparency, you live more honestly and express your true self. You find yourself not having to act as much, right? You stop pretending. And when we stop pretending and we're more of ourselves, it by default leads us to genuine connections and shedding false personas. We don't need those anymore. When you work on your communication, you'll learn to articulate your thoughts and express yourself a little bit more clearly. Your dialogues become constructive instead of maybe argumentative. Good communication, it enhances all areas of our life. So in short, inner work leads to becoming the best version of you. And no one can ever take that away. That's the beauty of it. Not a job loss, not a breakup. Maybe one of your friends is not being at their best for you. Or any other external force. When you know who you are and what you stand for, you have an unshakable sense of self. So great, Andrew. I'm listening to you. It all sounds great. Where do I start? Here's a few ideas for you to think about. Maybe you could identify areas for growth and pick one to focus on first. If you've listened to the podcast over the many episodes, I know for myself, I can speak from my own experience that when I'm focused on too many things, not as much tends to get done. So focus on quality. Go for less, but do it better. Read books and listen to podcasts for insight. I'm happy you listened to this one, but there's other great ones out there as well. Some great books you can read. An important piece is finding a mentor or coach to provide guidance. That person who's just a little, if you see them, they're just a little bit more ahead of you. You see yourself in them. You see yourself wanting to emulate some of the things that that person is doing, just a little bit ahead of you. We should always have that person in our life or those people. Maybe you want to pick up a journal from Indigo and start to untangle your emotions and thoughts by writing them down. Make time in your day for self-reflection. I know, again, being a Peloton dude, there's, from what I see and hear, some great meditations that are there at your fingertips. And if you're not a Peloton person, it's okay. There's stuff out there on YouTube. It's all free. Immerse yourself in empowering environments. In other episodes, we've talked about the importance of our environment. So you want to immerse yourself in environments that empower you, and you have to have the courage to start shedding the people and the environments and cleansing. If you're trying to get ahead, you're not going to get ahead if what you're surrounded by is negativity. People who aren't in your corner. And you know very quick when you're talking with someone and you're sharing some of the great things that you're doing for yourself and there's a little comment that's made about it, you know that's not your person. And you can still love them, but they ain't your person. Start to become more aware. Catch yourself when there's some negative self-talk or limiting beliefs. We all have it. This is one thing that I found in the past few years that has been a game changer for me, is I'm able to catch myself. And a lot of the times it can just be when I'm stressed or when I'm tired or maybe I haven't done the work. Celebrate the small wins and give yourself credit for progress. That's so important. So there's a few ideas, things for you to think about, things that you could tackle to get yourself started. The benefits of doing this internal work will extend to all areas of your life. And you find yourself starting to make better choices that align with your true values, your true self. You'll catch yourself handling adversity better. You'll have the wisdom to avoid unnecessary drama and pitfalls. I don't want to be anywhere near this. I'm out. I'm tapping out. I'm getting out of here. You know, when it's negative. And overall, you'll experience less suffering and just more fulfillment in your life. So tune out that constant chatter about surface level upgrades. The real upgrade happens within. But there's a special ingredient. You got to be patient. You have to be patient with the process. And you have to know that lasting positive change will take time in your life. But it's worth it. It's so worth it. It's worth the effort. You're worth it. And the empowering truth is, you become your best self when you work on things people can't take away from you. So to wrap up this podcast, I want you to think, upgrading our outer lives will only get us so far. And that lasting happiness and fulfillment comes from the inner work. And you start to develop that mindset. You start to develop the character, your personality, your transparency, the way you communicate with people. And you start to tap into your highest potential. And you become equipped to handle anything because you know who you truly are. So I have a challenge for you. What's one inner upgrade you can start working on today? And how can you begin building your emotional, mental, and spiritual fitness? I'd love to hear your thoughts on social media. So feel free. Just working on my communication here. Trying to have a moment at the end of the podcast. Fumble. What I was trying to say is I'd love to hear your thoughts on social media. So feel free to send me a message at Be the Light Principal. Would love to hear what you have to think about this. If you need any help on your journey, reach out. I can be your biggest cheerleader and help you along. But remember, the real upgrade is within. Thanks for listening. You know what you got to do. Go get it.